Okay, so today I will be speaking on a sermon, very short sermon, titled, Our God Never Changes. Jesus never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and He will be the same tomorrow. Amen. I'd just like us to bow down our head briefly as we pray. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, because you are good. You are here. We thank you for what you started. We ask that you will complete that which you have started and do what you have planned to do today. Bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, the God that has done and given all those testimonies to our wonderful people, that of everyone that's come out here to speak this morning, our God is still in the business of performing miracles. He is still in the business of giving people testimonies. So today I'd like to start this sermon by reading from the book of Matthew chapter 11. If you've got your Bibles, you can turn with me. If you haven't got it, you can just listen. But remember, the title for this sermon is Jesus Never Changes. And we can see that from the songs we've sang this morning. Thank you very much, worship team. Our first song, Our God is able, He will never change. He will never fail. And then we sang other songs, Our God is faithful. And so I'd like to read from verse 1, Matthew chapter 11. After Jesus had finished instructing His 12 disciples, He went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. Then we move straight on to verse 6. So blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me. As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out there to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No. Those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out there to see? A prophet? Yes. I tell you, and more than the prophets, this is the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, who will prepare your way before you. Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, there has not one risen, anyone greater than John the Baptist. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 3. I'll read from verse 1. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. And we'll go straight. Verse 11, I'll read on to verse 17. On coming into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country. I've read the wrong scripture. Okay, verse 11, Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff and unquenchable fire. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. For John had tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness. Then Jesus consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased." You see, at some stage during the ministry of John the Baptist, I just give a brief, background. John the Baptist and Jesus, they had a very, very, very close and tight relationship. They knew each other even before they were born. If you read Luke chapter 1, there was an account of how Zechariah and Elizabeth, the couple, parents of John the Baptist, how the angel appeared to them and told them about the birth of John the Baptist. And truly, it was so. It happened that way. And Elizabeth became pregnant with John the Baptist. And we were told that Elizabeth at some stage went into the house of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And she greeted. And as soon as Mary heard Elizabeth's voice, we were told that the baby, Jesus Christ, that was in Mary's womb, and John, that was in Elizabeth's womb, we were told that the baby in Elizabeth's womb, hearing the voice of Mary, we were told that the baby in Elizabeth's womb moved. And the baby was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, at some stage during the ministry of John the Baptist, we were told that John was put in prison. John the Baptist was incarcerated. He was put in prison. He was arrested by Herod. And John became discouraged. This is a man who knew Jesus. This is a man who introduced Christ. He saw Christ in the crowd. He could identify Jesus. He knew Jesus from the womb. But you see, after he had been in the prison for a long time, he did not hear from Jesus. Just like we sometimes feel, we've been in situations, challenges that can come in the form of our finances, challenges, our health. They could be long-standing situations. Not necessarily sickness, not necessarily disease, but long-standing challenges. Situation, family situation in your life, in my life. Things that have held us. It feels like we're not making any progress. One minute you take one step forward, another minute you take three steps backwards. Those things that will make us weep sometimes. Nobody is there, just you. And you see those tears running on your pillow. These are challenges of life. They are there. We all face it. John the Baptist faced it. And at that stage, John had to send a message to Jesus. He said his disciples should go and ask Jesus, "Are you the Messiah? Or should we expect another one?" Praise the Lord. That was from a man that reacted in the womb. That was from a man who saw the heavens open and he saw the dove descending on Jesus. But you see, when the time came, John was discouraged. What situation are we going through today? What are you going through today? What am I going through? What challenges are you going through? What challenges am I going through? Brothers and sisters, I've come to encourage this morning to say that our God is the same yesterday. Our God is the same today. And our God will never change. God will never fail. the God that stood for our brothers and sisters that shared their testimony this morning. That same God will stand for you. That same God will stand for me. Is it your health? Have the doctors written you off? How many years of treatment? Medication? Nothing seems to be working. And you find yourself in that position where you are beginning to wonder, is he truly the Savior? Does Jesus truly heal? Is he truly the provider? Is it true? Or am I being brainwashed? That this whole thing about Christianity, or is it just a fairy tale? You are not alone. I'm not alone. For one of the songs we sang, he will rescue. God will come and rescue. We're told in the book of Psalm 91, say, because he loves me, God says, because he loves me, he said, I will rescue him. And truly, truly, in John the Baptist's situation, God rescued him. Fair enough, he was beheaded. But God rescued him. How? I don't know. We may never know. As far as humanity is concerned, we have it on record that John the Baptist was beheaded. But God has a purpose. God is going to do something, or God has achieved something, whatever, we don't know. But God rescued John the Baptist. And so I'm here to just to encourage you this morning, just to say that whatever you're going through, don't give up. Don't give up. There is no other Savior. There is no other Messiah. There is no other deliverer. It's Jesus and only Jesus. And so if you have been praying, keep praying. If you have been trusting God, keep trusting. And that's what we're going to do this morning. We are going to be praying this morning. We are going to be calling on God this morning. Doesn't matter how many times you've been here. Doesn't matter how many times I've been here. I want to give you a short testimony. I came out here testimony Sunday. When we preached, did our healing guest service. I came out here and asked for prayers for somebody. And the Lord intervened mightily. And so, brothers and sisters, let's not hold back. Let's not hold back. When we come out here, we're coming to God. We're not coming to man. We are coming to God. Let's come to God, trusting and believing that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our God never fails. Our God is able. Our God is he will see us through. He will see us to praise the Lord. So I'd just like you to just let your faith rise. You know, it's nothing to be ashamed about it. It's absolutely nothing to be ashamed about it. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what it is. Just come, open up to God, and let God reach out to you. Let God touch you. Let God just pour himself out on you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd like us to just rise up. And let's just remember that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that he is the same. God never changes. Those testimonies we've heard, they came from God. And the same God, the same Jesus, that's performed those miracles, is here today. That's my job, to introduce to you that the same Jesus that performed those miracles is here right now. He's here right now. What are we going to do? Are we going to hold back? Or are we going to open up and let him do what he wants to do?